Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic is something near and dear to my heart. Embracing your emotions without judgment. Ever felt like a roller coaster? Up one minute, down the next, with those loops and drops leaving you feeling a little dizzy? Yeah, that's life sometimes. But here's the thing, suppressing our emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just sends them hiding in the shadows, waiting for the perfect moment to explode. Today, we're gonna learn how to step into the light with all our feelings and navigate this emotional roller coaster like the champions we are. Now, I know what you're thinking, emotions? That sounds messy, and guess what? You're right, but think about it, emotions are just information, valuable data points telling us what's going on inside. Feeling angry? It might be signaling that your boundaries need a little love. Sadness? It could be whispering that you need some self-care and connection. Fear? Well, that's often telling us to slow down and assess the situation. The key is to acknowledge these signals without judgment. Imagine them like little friends, each with their own unique voice and message. Here's the deal. When we judge our emotions as good or bad, right or wrong, we create a whole lot of unnecessary baggage. It's like putting a label on your feelings instead of just allowing them to exist. But here's a secret. There are no bad emotions. They're all valid, all part of the human experience. So how do we break free from this judgment trap? First off, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that you're not alone in feeling these things. Everyone experiences a roller coaster of emotions, even the seemingly stoic ones. Think of it like this. Would you berate your best friend for feeling down? Probably not, right? So why treat yourself any differently? When those judgmental thoughts creep in, remind yourself that you're doing the best you can, given the circumstances. Second, try labeling your emotions. Instead of saying, I'm angry, try, right now, I'm feeling a surge of anger. This simple shift in wording helps create distance between you and the emotion, allowing you to observe it without getting swept away. It's like watching a wave crash on the shore, fascinating to observe, but not something you need to be consumed by. Third, explore the root cause. Emotions are often triggered by something specific, even if it's buried deep down. Journaling can be an amazing tool for uncovering these triggers and understanding the underlying messages your emotions are trying to convey. Ask yourself, what happened right before I felt this way? Is there a pattern here? Identifying the triggers allows you to address them head-on instead of letting them control you. Remember, embracing your emotions isn't about being emotionally unstable, it's about being authentically human. It's about acknowledging the full spectrum of feelings and understanding that each one has something valuable to teach us. Think about a time when you felt truly happy. What were you experiencing? What made you feel that way? Now, think about a time when you felt really sad. What was going on in your life? Were there any patterns or recurring themes? Let me tell you, this journey of self-discovery isn't always easy. There will be bumps along the road, moments when you want to shut down and hide from your feelings. But trust me, it's worth it. When you learn to embrace your emotions without judgment, you unlock a whole new level of understanding about yourself and the world around you. You become more resilient, more compassionate, and more connected to your true self. So, my friends, let's commit to this journey together. Be kind to yourselves, explore your emotions with curiosity, and remember that you're never alone in this ride. And hey, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm always here. Share your thoughts on this episode. What resonated with you? What are some challenges you face when it comes to embracing your emotions? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.